The skinny on where fitness fits. Fitness is your health, and frequent workouts are not really optional. The reason why it is hard to start is just lack of endurance. But get this, lack of endurance is pretty much an illness. We needn't split hairs. It is near enough an illness. It will lead to an illness, certainly. And it may create a negative feedback loop, feeling ugly or sad or weak, and then overeating to feel better. And it gets worse. It becomes a tragedy. And I am really sorry to say this, but there are no obese elderly. No fitness is a downward spiral. On the other end, however, endurance is actually a superpower. Fitness assures health, and incredibly, it extends life. Like a magic power-up that will give you extra 50 years. Whoa. And if you care about good looks, know that there is no such thing as an attractive, fit person. So school might have taught you about exercise, but since teachers just really want their paychecks, they did not care to comprehend that it's either do or die. It is as important as eating healthy food. These facts are hidden in the words diet and exercise. These are two sides of the same coin. Moreover, exercise does not actually hurt. All those athletes you see out there, they are not in any pain, like at all. Yep, things do feel odd sometimes, but that is not pain. If you get off the couch and exercise, the pain you will feel during and after is not from the exercise. I repeat, exercise does not cause pain. You know what does? Being so ill that you can't do some exercise. It's that lack of fitness. It's that near enough illness, the life-shortening thing that is actually hurting you. A human is meant to be fit. That's the normal state. And a human must absolutely possess endurance. Endurance is not perseverance or stubbornness. No. It is absolutely effortless and automatic, like breathing. Endurance is so simple, you won't even believe it. It is a state of you not getting tired and achy all the time, of you being fit and healthy. And to get endurance, you have to gradually increase activity duration while decreasing rest periods. An exercise should probably last 2 hours and happen 5 days a week. Don't laugh, I know you did, but you are wrong. Because once you finally understand the importance of fitness and exercise, you will see that this is a question of your longevity, of how many years you are going to be alive. So once it sets in, those 2 hours will become critical and really important, much more important than your work, and as important as your family, because exercise tells your family that you're going to be there for an extra 50 years. If you are not exercising and just doing overwork every day, it's like you're saying you don't care. This is not a laughing matter. 2 hours, 5 days a week, rest for a couple of days so that your muscles can heal, and start with walking, get to jogging, and finally, start dancing with dumbbells in your hands. Remember, you must gradually increase activity duration while decreasing rest periods. So use a chart or an interval timer, like a clip-on or an app, and be precise. Get mathematical here. Though no, it's not a line, it's a curve. It gets easier in the end. Finally, debt, work, life, good advice, which isn't really, will conspire against you. It will all try to push you, but you got to push back. This is about your life, about you living extra decades. This is important. Life is not meant to keep you ill or make you ill. It is a great mistake to ever hear yourself say, "I can't. I have a job now." By far, one of the greatest mistakes ever made. Mm-mm-mm. You have to get the kind of a job that does not interfere with your health. It's not going to be a perfect job, because perfect jobs are optimized for draining you of life while maximizing profits. That's not right. Just because you can shorten your life by 50 years and cast yourself into a cycle of overwork, overeating, and sadness does not mean you should or that you are allowed even. Yes, the world and profit maximization will try to push you into overwork and thus early death. But you have to stand up for yourself. You have to. Just imagine. Imagine what the older you will think, having realized that the decade that they live in, and the many decades still ahead of them, would not be there had they just followed good advice and failed to choose fitness, failed to choose life.